93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news, don't do it by yourself. Let us be the buffer. Let us help you out a little bit.
We're good like that. We're like the little angels taking away the devil.
You want to do it in front of a crowd so that everybody is safe? That's what we're here for. And we're on this morning with Anne Marie. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So we actually just got a frantic. Usually we get emails for breaking bad news, and then we sort of get a backstory. But the producer said that you have just called here, and you're basically live this morning with breaking bad news.
Yeah, I'm live because I actually just this minute found out that my boyfriend is cheating on me.
Like literally just now, you found that out.
Just this minute. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, so, all right. Well, let's rewind a little bit here, and you're probably upset here. Well, so what? How long have you been? What's your boyfriend's name?
Dimitri.
All right. And how long have you and Dimitri been together?
5 years.
Okay. So this isn't something where you just started dating. This is you're in a monogamous relationship. You guys aren't in an open relationship. You thought he was being 100% on the up and up, and you just literally found out that he's not.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you find this out? What happened?
Well, I left for work this morning, and about, 5 minutes in my drive, I realized that I left my phone at home. So I start driving back, and I just had a bad feeling. Things have been a little weird lately, not on my end, but I've been getting weird signals from him, and I just had a bad feeling. So his ex-girlfriend lives very close to us. So I just, on a whim, sort of drove by her house, and his car was parked out front. It is not a discreet car. He has a million bumper stickers, so it was undeniably his car outside his ex's house.
Okay, and so you had just left, so he must have just waited for you to leave and then ran right over there.
Yeah, I thought he was asleep.
Hmm. And you're sure it's his car, and you're sure it's his ex-girlfriend's house. There's no mistaking that. Because what I would hate for you to do is to have something, be accusing of something, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, no, that's my dad's house.
Well, I think the stickers really gave it away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely his ex. Oh, my God. We went to dinner once, with her, as, a convincing me that everything was done between them and we could all be friends.
Ah. Okay. Is there anything... And I hate to sound, I'm not trying to take anybody's side here, but could he have left his, or borrowing a laptop, or is there any feasible reason he would be over there?
Well, why wouldn't you tell me?
Marco.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm just trying to
feel
bad. All right. Well, that sucks. Yeah, no. First of all, I apologize because I know this is 5 years. That's a long investment to be in a relationship. But it sounds like you guys, you had some rocky, time. I guess there's been an ex in his life for a while, right?
Yeah, she's always sort of been a present.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. So what do you think the end game for you is here, Anne Marie? Are you going to break up with him? Do you just want to embarrass him?
Yes. So. We're done. I don't do cheaters.
And do you think he has any idea that you know?
No, I don't know why he would. No.
Okay.
And his car is still at his ex-girlfriend's house. You're calling us now from your house, and you only live 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's probably still there.
Well, if he's not there, he's not. 2 minutes is not a long time.
That is not a long time.
All right.
No.
Sorry, I'm joking about a situation that's very serious. All right. And a quick reminder for you, I only have a beep button here that we have to.
Oh, it'll come out.
This one, it takes us a second or two to get the next beep, so don't curse a lot in a row.
Okay, no promises.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be you and Dimitri on the phone at first. We will be in the background here, and we might break in later on in the call, but this is all going to be you at first, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe. I'm not feeling that well. I might actually just come home and cuddle in bed with you. How does that sound?
Oh my
God. Come home now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time were you thinking?
work isn't that far. I could be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Okay. You're not feeling well, you said?
Well, he's
all jacked. Yeah, not feeling so hot.
What's wrong, baby?
Baby.
My tummy.
Your tummy hurts? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
so
it'd be fine
if I could come to you, maybe? I could come to you and bring you... What's that, baby?
It'd be fine if I just came home right now. You're still home?
Yeah, I mean, I'm home right now, or I could come to you. I could bring you some soup or something, make you feel better, some tea, or some hot tea. I could run by Starbucks or something.
You know, as sweet as that sounds, babe, I actually, funny story, I was driving back because I forgot my phone at home, and I happened to pass your ex's house. And your obnoxious bumper sticker covered car was in front of her house.
You saw my car out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that weird, babe?
Yeah, that's really weird. I don't know why you would see. Are you sure it was my car? I mean, I know she's.
Are you kidding me?
Last time I talked
to
her, it sounded like she was seeing someone else, so maybe it was. Maybe it was her current boyfriend's car.
All right, Dimitri, cut the crap. Seriously. You're there right now, aren't you?
I'm at home right now. I really don't know what you're talking about.
I'm at home right now.
Such a dumbass.
You know I would not cheat on you. I told you that everything between us is over.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
What are you talking about? You are so full of crap. I knew you were not over her. Why would you not just have the decency to break up with me? You know what?
Baby, I'm sorry. I know what this looks like. This looks really bad, but I
are you denying
you
it? Are you denying it to me right now?
What?
Are you denying to me right now that you are cheating on me with her right now?
Because I knew you would think I'm cheating on her, but I'm not. I'm just, okay, you want me to tell you the truth?
Oh, boy. This is going to be...
Oh, yeah, let's hear the truth. That sounds great.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth, and honestly, this is going to be kind of embarrassing for you now, but the reason I'm over at her house right now. You're right, you called me, but you want to know why I'm over there?
Yeah, I do.
Well, she called me today, and she was crying, she was really upset, and she told me that her father just passed away, and she didn't have anyone, you know, her family's all out of town, and she didn't have anyone to talk to or to, you know, she needed a shoulder to cry on, so I wanted to be there for her, and I'm sorry for doing that.
A shoulder to cry on or a booty call?
Baby,
really?
I told you, I'm not... You honestly think that I would cheat on you?
Why wouldn't you tell me? Why wouldn't you tell me that if that was what happened?
Good question.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're full of it.
I'm not,
you're such a
I'm
bad
I'm not full
lie.
Of it. Maybe.
No, you know what?
You honestly think I would lie to you? That's what...
Yeah, you know, I do. I do, because you have lied before. Not to this degree, I'll give you that. But you have lied before. Will you just do me the decency of just be, come on, just say it. So we can leave at least on, like, that good term. Like, you didn't lie to me. You came out and said it. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
There it is. There it is.
There we
go. Wow.
Jeez.
But, I mean, you can't blame, things have been pretty rough between us lately.
I can't blame you.
Oh my God.
I'm
really?
Oh my God. He's dead.
You're going to go there.
Dear balls.
We're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Is this Dimitri?
Yeah, who's this? What's
Dimitri.
Going on?
What's up, Dimitri? What? This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now. The radio station here in Madison. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not, man?
Not.
You've got stickers all over your car. Everybody knows you.
not kidding.
Emery, you called me in on
called
on
him in.
Radio? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the least I could do. Yeah.
Was that or the police?
So anyway,
you've got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous.
Anne Marie's on a segment called Breaking Bad News. Obviously, she's breaking the bad news that she caught you red-handed cheating. You almost got out of it. I was believing the girlfriend dying father thing, but yeah, but not now. And now it seems like you guys will have to talk about some stuff.
Right now on the radio. Everyone listening? Henry, this is seriously the way you wanted this to happen? We couldn't have a civilized conversation between the two of us? This is how you want
to
do it? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You know, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the decency to do the rest of this off the air. We're going to put you both on a line here and let you talk it off the air, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
All right. Anne-Marie, really sorry to hear about this thing. By the way, just for you, honey, we have a $200 Visa gift card. You can take it, spend it on your friends, maybe do a girls' night out or something, and just enjoy yourself. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.